You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith. We'll be talking this week with CEOs and leaders from across the DC area about leadership, including one of our 2010 Leaders Portfolio Award winners. Again, I want to congratulate our Leaders Portfolio Award winners, everything from Business Leader of the Year, founder and CEO of Increditech, Adam Pattisall, Business Leader of the Year, 51 plus employees, CEO of Catapult Technology, Randy Slager, who we had on last week, Rising Business Leader of the Year, Chelsea Nichols, Leadership Business of the Year, one of 50 employees, Encore Path, who will be on today's leadership show, Leadership Business of the Year, High Performance Technologies Incorporated, 51 plus employees, and our co-winners for Leadership Business of the Year outside DC, Muwerthy Law Firm and Video Horizons. Thank you for nominating businesses, and thank you for applying yourself if you were a business who applied. First guest on Leaders Portfolio today, CEO and co-president of Modern Technology Solutions, Phil Soucy. Welcome, Phil, to Leaders Portfolio.
Glad to be here.
Now, Modern Technology Solutions is an Inc. 500 ranked technology firm providing technical services primarily to the Department of Defense in unmanned systems engineering, ballistic missile defense, air vehicle survivability, and flight test operations. Phil received the 2009 Greater Washington Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year in the government contractor category. Congratulations on that.
Oh, thanks.
Explain a little bit better to our audience what Modern Technology Solutions provides.
Right. We're a aerospace defense contractor. And, you know, there's a lot of companies like that in this region, and particularly in this region. But we specialize in a few higher-end technical areas. So while there's a lot of companies out there that do systems engineering very broadly, we focus in some high-niche, potentially high-payoff technologies. Unmanned air vehicles, defense against ballistic missiles, flight tests. We do a lot of flight test work with unmanned air vehicles and manned aircraft. We're big into the low observable area, that's stealth technology, advanced electronic warfare. We also support some projects in the mission assurance area, cybersecurity, both information operations, both defensive and offensive. We feel we've got a great company. It's a lot of fun to be at the head of the company.
So it's high niche, high payoff, and high risk, I would imagine, right?
I wouldn't say it's particularly high risk. I think, you know, we're not developing the technology. We're supporting the government and industry in fielding the technology and getting it out there where the warfighters can use it. So the risk that we have as a business is getting the right people. We need to find the right people that have the right security clearances, the right technical expertise, and the ability to work in these areas. We have in a company, our company has 370 people. We probably have 30 people that are graduates of either the Air Force or the Navy Test Pilot School. I mean, there aren't all that many folks out there that are available to do that. They also have to have some of the higher levels of clearances, so that reduces the numbers of folks that are available, just as an example.
So do you think that's your number one challenge as a CEO, getting the high-level talent?
Clearly, without a doubt. I mean, as a company, we would have had the opportunity to be even bigger and more successful than we've been fortunate to be had we been able to find the right people. And we're pretty selective on who we get. And we may win a contract, and it may involve us having the need to hire 10 or 15 people. But if we can only find 8 people, we'll go forward with that. We'll do the best job we can, and then we'll work to find the right folks. So finding the right people has clearly been our biggest challenge. And because of that, we've had to put a few innovative things in place to make that work.
Interesting. Speaking with Modern Technology Solutions CEO and co-president Phil Soucy. Now, you spent 20 years yourself as an Air Force officer. And then at some point you said, I want to run my own company. Hmm. In 1993, you created this with a partner. What made you kind of take that jump?
Yeah, I had been very fortunate. The things I'd gotten to do in the Air Force, a lot of exciting things, flying airplanes. I had an opportunity to get involved with flight tests. I went to the test pilot school. As an Air Force officer, I had an exchange tour with the Navy. I got to fly off aircraft carriers. I flew over 20 different aircraft, to include the SR-71. That's the world's highest flying, fastest aircraft, no longer in service. But I got to do a lot of fun things. Got involved with stealth technology early on as well.
So you're a risk taker.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I do, for a hobby, I do race cars, though. So
yeah.
My wife wonders about me sometime with that. But it's a calculated risk, all those things. But nonetheless, at the 20-year point, you know, I could have continued along in the Air Force, but I had always had an interest in being a business owner. I guess I had some entrepreneurial interests. I'd had a few small little hobby-like businesses along the way, and thought that my second career would be to start a business in this aerospace engineering area. It was an area that I was fortunate that the Air Force had trained me how to do, at least the technical side. I didn't know anything about a business, though, how to put in place accounting systems, how to have health insurance, how to have a retirement plan, building leases, all that stuff. So that was the challenge, and that was the fun part of it. And we started out, Tom McMahon and I, Tom's my partner, also a retired Air Force officer, and we started out, two of us, became 10, 20, 50, 100, et cetera, and there we are at about 370 or so today.
What were those, you started in 1993, what were those first few years like? You had one defense contract and a few computers, I read.
Yes, right. I mean, first we didn't have anything when we started, and then we bought a couple computers, and we operated out of an office suite environment where we were just renting on a month-to-month basis, a couple offices, a few computers, and then folks started calling us, and we had a little bit of a reputation, I guess, or at least it must have worked out that way, where people felt that we could support them in some areas, and they got Tom and I got involved doing the work ourselves. Had to learn a few things that we were rusty in, like Unix and a few programming languages and things of that nature. And two, as I said, became 10, and we started hiring more people. And now we have over 130 different contracts, both government and industry.
Wow. And one of your, we're speaking about modern technology solutions. Phil Soucy is the CEO and co-president. One of your values is, your first core value is employees first. Explain that.
Right. We've got nine core values, and we put those in place 3 years ago, and it wasn't so much that we made them up, but we looked at what had contributed to our success. What were we just lucky? And we wrote these things down, and we said we want to make sure that going forward, as we get bigger, we don't lose our way. So we have them there to remind us of what contributed to our success, so when we go forward, we don't make the wrong decisions. And collectively, as a management team, we decided that employees come first. That was the most important core value that we had, and was the single most important thing that contributed to our success. I mentioned earlier that we had to do some unique things to retain and attract the kind of talent we needed. We're competing with the big companies, the Northrops, the Lockheeds, the SAICs, et cetera. So we got to be able to get people to at least pay attention to us and consider coming to work with us. And focusing on the employee was that discriminator. For example, we have shared equity with our management team almost right from the beginning. We have a number of owners in the company other than just Tom and myself. We have an employee stock ownership plan. 30% of the company is owned by everybody via an ESOP. So these were things that we put in place to demonstrate that the employees did come first. We've done a number of things of allowing people to move around the country to meet family needs. We've just because a contract ends, we don't tell folks that there's no job mm-hmm. for them. We have taken a long-term view, and it really has paid off in our retention and our ability to attract some of the very, very best people. I would say that almost everybody in our company can get a job tomorrow somewhere else. Literally, tomorrow somewhere
wow.
else.
And you had this employees first philosophy before you realized it was hard to get and retain these high-level employees. So you had the philosophy first and realized over time, as you were building the number of employees, that it was hard to do.
Yes, we right from the beginning, we were acting that way. But probably after a few years, we realized that it was the single most important thing that was critical to our success. We had started out that way, and when we look back, we said, when people talk about why they stay, it's because of how we take care of them. Or they give us examples about other places they were at where that wasn't the case. And so we said, we got to make sure that we don't do something to lose that part of our culture.
Now, your company supports New Hope Housing, the Walkathon and Annual Gala. You designed the website. It's an organization that serves the homeless in Northern Virginia. And so I just, kind of wanted to comment on that and
sure.
your involvement in that.
Sure. Sure. I mentioned the core values. Our ninth core value is social responsibility. And so we feel it's important to give back to our community and our country. We set aside 1% of our annual profits to nonprofit causes. In New Hope Housing, which is Northern Virginia's largest provider of homeless shelter and services for needy individuals and families, is one of the causes that we support. We have a few others that we do as well, but that's one of our bigger ones. Several of us, myself included, have been board members of New Hope Housing. I was the board president for a couple years there. I got to see firsthand the impact that an organization like this can have on individuals and families. And when you understand and consider that in our very affluent area here of Northern Virginia, that we have families living in their cars with children.
Yeah, it's in the face of homelessness is changing too.
Right.
There's more and more people who are, who are unfortunately, more of in middle incomes even
right.
shifting in that
clearly
category.
In this economy.
It's terrible. Modern Technology Solutions CEO and co-president Phil Soucy, give us your overall leadership philosophy.
Yeah, I think I'd sum it up as leadership by example. I think one has to take a long-term view, but it is leadership by example. If you want people to support the customer properly, you have to be willing to treat your employees properly, because in many ways, those employees are my customer. I need to make sure that we have the right people to support. So I have to demonstrate on a daily basis that that's important. If you want people to mentor their staff, you have to mentor your staff. If you want people to work hard, you have to work hard. If you expect certain ethical and integrity and honesty standards, you have to live those every single day. And there's not one excuse for wavering off that. And if you do, you can't expect anybody in your company to follow you.
And in your background, you have a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering, and you have multiple advanced engineering degrees as well.
Right. I have a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering, and I have a master's degree in systems management, and I also have a master's degree in mechanical engineering.
And when you were kind of more on the technical side, did you think you wanted to start a business?
No, I don't think so. I enjoyed the technical work I was doing in the Air Force, in particular the flight test work, some of the development. I was fortunate to be involved with some of the programs that were developing some of the stealth aircraft, like the F-117 stealth fighter, the B-2 bomber, some cruise missiles, etc. So I was very fortunate. I really liked the technical work. I really enjoyed that. But, the challenges and sort of the call of being an entrepreneur and running your own business appealed to me. And as I got into it, I found out that I really did enjoy it. And what I do enjoy is watching two things. I enjoy watching the success we have in working with our customers, where we really do make a difference with some of these programs of national importance. So I've really gotten a tremendous amount of pleasure out of that, as well as watching our employees and watching them grow professionally.
Excellent. Well, Phil, I want to thank you for appearing on Leaders Portfolio. And can you give us 10 seconds of advice of what do you think were some of the leadership qualities that made you become Government Contractor of the Year?
Oh, I think it's the nature of our business. I think the fact that we had a concept of employees first, that we had many examples of how we lived that and how that contributed directly to our success. I think that's probably one of the discriminators that set Modern Technology Solutions and myself apart from maybe others.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being in studio at Leaders Portfolio.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Of course, you can find his information all online at leadersportfolio.com, a link to his website, audiocast, and of course, a photo from being in studio. We'll return after this with the Leaders Portfolio winner.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.